Caveat. Rare is the book that has a caveat section. This one, however, needs it. This is not a book for the candidate or campaign manager that wants realities sugar-coated. This is a combat manual. The author pulls no punches. If that's not the way you like to think about elections, please don't read this book. Buy it, of course, but don't read it. It will pop your bubble of innocence. Politics is a dirty business. But it's just like every other business out there. There are no more crooks in politics than in the legal profession, education circles, or banking houses. But it has a reputation for being dirty because every scrap of awful that anyone can find will come out during an election. Get used to it. In a way, that's not such a bad thing. The members of the State House and State Senate are, in essence, board members of a very large corporation that is spending your money. They decide how your tax dollars are going to be spent. They decide on what your children will learn, with what you can be charged for transgressing the law, and what is legal. They affect every day of your life. Personally, I'd like to think that those men and women represent me because they are like me. I'm not a swindler, and I've never been arrested for bank fraud or embezzlement. I don't want those kinds of people anywhere near the state treasury. I don't want pedophiles debating what should be a criminal act. And I don't want people who have a track record of bankruptcies sitting on the State House or State Senate finance committees. In a nutshell, I want people as like me as possible making decisions for me in my state capital and Washington, D.C. In a sense, this book is disjointed. That's primarily because there is no such thing as a small race. There is no such thing as a cheap race, either. The rising population has turned what used to be handshake-only races into media events. There is more money involved, which leads to an increased level of sophistication in the electoral process. But you, the candidate or campaign manager, still have to know what you are doing. Big race or small, if you don't know the basics, you will get swallowed. There are no cigars for second place. You win or you lose. That's it. Further, you cannot run a small campaign without knowing how large ones are run. The only difference between the two is what money will buy you. To use a metaphor, running a political campaign is like playing golf. There is no isolated function, and all aspects are linked. To do well in golf, you have to have a great swing, great hand-to-eye coordination, a sense of distance, a good short game, and an understanding of precision. Having a great swing but lousy putting will run your strokes up. Too many strokes, you lose. Managing a successful campaign is not easy. Not only are there a plethora of details to keep straight, but you will be managing an enterprise with a budget that will fluctuate day to day, be staffed with people you do not trust, and be ruled by a timeline you cannot change. Tempers won't just flare, they will simmer for weeks. There is no incentive to be reasonable in a campaign. There is also no reward. If I were asked to give a candidate or campaign manager any one bit of advice above all others, I could not do it. There isn't any one bit of advice that is paramount. Get the votes is a good line, but that's like belling the cat. It's a great idea, but no way to do it easily. This is a rugged business. You will not like many of the things I discuss. Well, that's life. Politics is a rough and tumble sport. It's like a bar brawl. If you can make it out the door with some of the furniture, you're doing okay. Welcome to the wonderful world of American democracy.